Welcome to Mountain State Baptist Church Seeker Sunday School class. Have you been reading the Bible every day, praying every day? Good Lord willing, there will be another Bible Reader's Banquet coming up soon in January. Soon, 10 months already, soon. Brother Boyd, would you pray for us, please? Thank you. Psalm 19:14. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. Where was it? What's it say? That's terrible. That's terrible. Let's try that again. Psalm 19:14. You've got a cheat sheet. Again. Let's try it again. I believe we can do better. Psalm 19:14. That's not bad. One more time.
Psalm 19:14.
Great. Great. What book are we in?
John.
Over on this side, Matthew wrote about the Lord Jesus Christ as
King
is right. Where's he start his book? Bethlehem is correct. Down through here, Mark writes about the Lord Jesus Christ as a servant is correct. Where's he start his book? Bethlehem is correct. Down through here, Brother Luke wrote about the Lord Jesus Christ as a man is correct. Where's he start his book? Bethlehem is correct. Over here against the wall, Brother John wrote his book about the Lord Jesus Christ as God is correct. A little bit weak, but about God, that's right, over and over again. Where's he start his book?
In the beginning.
In the beginning? Where else? In the bosom. That's exactly right. In the beginning and in the bosom. What chapter are we in? Chapter 8 is correct. We quit on about verse 31. We've been looking at his world in verse 8 and 9 where he wrote on the ground. He stooped and wrote on the ground and they heard it. And then we saw about his witness. He's got the witness of the Father, the witness of the Word, the witness of the Spirit, and then the witness of the Son. He's the one talking and they all back him up. Then we saw his Word starting in verse 25 and we're down about verse 31. Would be a good review here. John 8:31. Please help us again, Lord. We ask in Christ's name. Amen. Then said Jesus to those Jews which believed on him, if you continue in my word, if ye continue in my word. Have you been reading the Bible every day, praying every day? If ye continue in my word, then ye are my disciples indeed. And we need to continue. If you remember one time, we had a paper. It was set on the outside, Holy Bible. And you open it up and it was one word. It was a quote, continue. A lot of people pretend like they want to know the will of God. The truth is, the Lord wants me to continue.
Amen.
He wants you to continue. Come on back. Just keep reading the Bible, praying every day. Continue. And then you'll end up being a student, a disciple, a follower. That's what a disciple is. 32 now. Verse 32. John 8:32. And ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. They answered him, we be Abraham's seed, and were never in bondage to any man. How sayest thou, ye shall be made free? Well, they imagined that they'd never been in bondage. They've been in bondage their whole life. The Jews been in bondage ever since they were created. They were in bondage in Egypt for 400 years. The Assyrians carried them captive. Babylon carried them away captive. Persia carried them away captive. And sin carries us away captive, just like them. He was wanting them set free. Free from pride that blinds us from the truth. Where we imagine, sometimes we'll imagine that we are good or did something right. That's really rare. It's really rare. Let's check it out in Galatians 3:29. The first thing I got to figure out is I'm wrong. About what, Brother Rick? Well, everything. Everything. This is right. He's right, and I'm wrong. Galatians 3:29. If ye be Christ, then are ye Abraham's seed and heirs according to the promise. If they'd have believed Abraham, they'd have believed Jesus. To get into the family, you need to go through Christ. Through Christ. Well, free from what? How about free from Satan's power? 2 Corinthians 4:4. In whom the little g god of this world hath blinded the minds, for that we imagine self-righteousness and things like that. In whom the god of this world hath blinded the minds of them that believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel, the death, burial, and resurrection of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them. Have you seen the light? Do you remember when you saw the light? Do you remember the change that came over when you stepped into the light? Hallelujah. What kind of freedom, Brother Rick? Well, how about freedom from fear? Isaiah 26. Remember not being able to sleep at night because you knew you was going to hell? I can remember. Isaiah 26:3. Thou wilt keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on thee, because he trusteth in thee. That would be perfect peace. And that doesn't just happen before we're saved. I need peace now. I need to trust him now. I need to rely on him now. For everything, not just some things, everything. 2 Corinthians 5:17. How about freedom from self? You know, my biggest problem is the guy that walks around under my hat.
Yeah.
Sin and self trip me up. And I believe most of the time self more than sin. Myself is my problem. 2 Corinthians 5:17. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. Get a brand new self. How about freedom from what the world thinks? Not just from the world, but what they think. Proverbs 29. Who cares what they think? Who cares if they think a telephone's a great thing? Who cares? Who cares? Proverbs 29:5. A man that flattereth his neighbor spreadeth a net for his feet. Who cares what the world thinks? How about freedom from sin? 2 Peter 2:19. If you listen to what the world says, you'll be standing on your head.
Yeah.
Freedom from sin, 2 Peter 2:19. While they promise them liberty, they themselves are servants of corruption. For of whom a man is overcome, of the same is he brought in bondage. Well, I can quit that at any time, Brother Rick. Yeah, I know. I quit it about a dozen times. How about freedom to quit trying and to trust? How about that? To trust Him. John 5:24. See, I tried. I didn't try very hard. But I tried for 20, 21 years. Thought I was trying. But trusting Him is where everything comes in. John 5, 24, where that peace comes in, that freedom, that forgiveness. Still, the greatest word I ever heard was, I forgive. John 5, 24, verily, verily, truly, truly, I say unto you, he that heareth my word and believeth on him that sent me hath, present tense, right now, everlasting life, and shall not come into condemnation, but is passed from death unto life. Freedom from trying. Freedom from good works. Freedom from worry. Freedom from trying and striving. Just rest in Him in the everlasting arms. Okay, let's go back to John 8, verse 34. Man's enslavement by sin. Jesus answered them, verily, verily, I say unto you, whosoever committeth sin is a servant of sin. Ignorance is the mother of slavery. They imagined that they were free, but they never had been free. I never was free for 20 years. Verse 35. And the servant abideth not in the house forever, but the son abideth forever. A slave had no rights. He could be sold. He might not live in the house forevermore. He may go die in another house somewhere. But the son is heir, has his own place at the table, his own room. The son had his own place as heir of all love and heir of all care. There's no place like home. But home's a place where you can come anytime. Come back anytime. And you're welcome. Their bondage. Jesus wanted them to find liberty in Him and in His Word is where the freedom is. Verse 36. It's John 8. If the Son therefore shall make you free, you shall be free indeed. I know that ye are Abraham's seed, but ye seek to kill me because my word hath no place in you. See, being kin to Abraham hadn't helped them. They were wanting to kill the Messiah, the Deliverer, the Savior to come. It really hadn't helped them. December the 6th, 1865, the 13th Amendment outlawed slavery. But all states did not approve it. 135 years later, Mississippi approved it, and Senator Fraser said it's time to put the past behind us. Some linger. Some are set free and don't want it.
Right. Yeah.
Don't want it. Their blindness, being related to Abraham, hadn't helped them. They're still trying to kill the Messiah. John 8:38. I seek that which I have seen with my Father, and ye do that which ye have seen with your Father. The Lord Jesus didn't just start living in Bethlehem. That's not where He started. He didn't just become the Christ in Bethlehem. He always has been. He was in the beginning, but He was before the beginning. You go back as far that way as you can, past the Garden of Eden, past the beginning, and you'll find Christ. You'll find Jesus over there. God's over there. Go this way into the future as far as you can. Jesus is going to be there. God's going to be there. Jesus always has been. He always will be. He didn't have a beginning. He didn't have an end. No mother or father. A child of God comes every day and confesses sin. Not the child of the devil. Child of God does that. That's what we do. 39. They answered and said to him, Abraham's our father. Jesus saith unto them, if ye were Abraham's children, ye would do the works of Abraham. But now ye seek to kill me, a man that hath told you the truth, which I have heard of God. This did not Abraham. Abraham didn't try to kill him. Here, the Lord refers to Himself as a man. He said, now you seek to kill me, a man. A man. That's the only time He ever says that. Usually He calls Himself the Son of Man. The Son of Man. Let's look at Romans 2:28. Thou hast made known to me the ways of life. Thou shalt make me full. I'm sorry, it's Acts. You all need a teacher. Romans 2:28. For he is not a Jew which is one outwardly, neither is that circumcision which is outward in the flesh, but he is a Jew which is one inwardly, and circumcision is that of the heart. I need my heart trimmed back from being selfish, from being Rick. And circumcision is that of the heart in the spirit, not in the letter, whose praise is not of men, but of God. And then in chapter 4 of Romans, verse 3, for what saith the scripture? Abraham believed God, and it was counted unto him for righteousness. Verse 41. John 8:41. Ye do the deeds of your father. Then said they unto him, we be not born of fornication. We have one Father, even God. Now sometimes idolatry was called fornication. And they're saying they're not idolaters, but facts prove it out different. It's a picture of man's depravity. A man drove out of his way to get a jacket cleaned, to a dry cleaner, because it said the name was 1 hour. 1 hour dry cleaners. He got there to give the clerk his jacket, paid for it. They said it'll be ready Thursday. He said, I thought it was 1 hour. He said, no, that's just the name of the store. Sometimes we get tricked. Sometimes we get tricked. John 8:42. Jesus said to them, if you were of your father, you would love me, for I proceeded forth and came from God. Neither came I of myself, but he sent me. Let's check it out in 2 John 9. Whosoever transgresseth and abideth not in the doctrine of Christ hath not God. Do you have Jesus in your heart? Have you received Him? He that abideth in the doctrine of Christ, he hath both the Father and the Son. Brother Rick's supposed to abide in the doctrine. Do not love the Son, and you don't love the Father. Love the Son, and you love the Father. If not, we're not children of His. Verse 43, John 8:43. Why do ye not understand my speech, even because ye cannot hear my word? The living word is the written word. Jesus is the living word. This is the written word. They're equal, but they're both eternal. They're both pure. They're both holy. They both heal. There's a list this long of what they both do. The living word or the written word. They did not have a will to hear. They did not want to hear. And I need to surrender my stubborn will so that I can hear what the Word's saying to me. 1 Corinthians 2. Verses 11 and 12. For what man knoweth the things of man, save the spirit of man, which is in him. Even so, the things of God knoweth no man but the Spirit of God. Now we have received not the spirit of the world, but the Spirit which is of God, that we might know the things that are freely given to us of God. It all started when I received Him. November 16th, 1974, I received Christ. I received the Spirit of Jesus, and He borned me again. I got borned again because of what He did, not because of what I did. John 8:44. He's talking to religious leaders now. He said, ye are of your father the devil, and the lust of your father ye will do. He was a murderer from the beginning and abode not in the truth because there's no truth in him. When he speaketh a lie, he speaketh of his own, for he is a liar and the father of it. He was a murderer. Let's check it out. Ezekiel 28. A murderer and a liar from the beginning. Ezekiel 28, starting in verse 11. A fallen angel, if you will. There's the same number of angels there's ever been. One third of them fail. Angels don't reproduce.
Right.
They're created beings. Verse 11. Moreover, the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, Son of man, take up a lamentation upon the king of Tyrus, another name for the enemy, and say unto him, Thus saith the Lord God, Thou sealest up the sum full of wisdom, perfect in beauty. The serpent might have been the most beautiful creature in the garden. Thou hast been in Eden, the garden of God. Every precious stone was a covering. The sardis, the topaz, the diamond, and the diamond, the beryl, the onyx, and the jasper, the sapphire, the emerald, the carbuncle, and gold. The workmanship of thy tablets and of thy pipes was prepared in thee in the day that thou wast created. The Lord created him, by the way. He didn't create himself. Thou art the anointed cherub that covereth and have set thee so. Thou wast upon the holy mountain of God. Thou hast walked up and down in the midst of the stones of fire. Thou wast perfect in thy ways from the day that thou wast created until iniquity was found in thee. You see another picture of it, of this iniquity, this created being in Isaiah 14. Verse 12. How art thou fallen from heaven, O Lucifer? What happened to you anyway? What's the matter, boy? Son of the morning? How art thou cut down to the ground, which didst weaken the nations? Here's why. For thou hast said in thine heart, I will ascend into heaven. I will exalt my throne above the stars of God. I will sit also up on the mount of the congregation of the sides of the north. I will ascend above the heights of the cloud. I will be like the Most High. I'll be like God. I'm going to take over. I'm going to be the one. I'm going to upset him. Yet thou shalt be brought down to hell, to the sides of the pit. They that see thee shall narrowly look upon thee and consider thee, saying, Is this the man that made the earth to tremble? It did shake the kingdoms. That's because God's going to show him who's going to take over. He's a liar from the beginning. Pride. The middle letter in pride is I. That's what the devil said. I. That's what Lucifer said. I. And I said in the beginning, I am my own worst enemy. I. We see this liar in Genesis 3. Right off the bat. Now the serpent was more subtle, slick, sly, underhanded than any beast of the field which the Lord God had made. He said unto the woman, Yea, hath God said, Ye shall not eat of every tree of the garden? And the woman said unto the serpent, We may eat of the fruit of the trees of the garden, but of the fruit of the tree which is in the midst of the garden, God has said, Ye shall not eat of it. And then she lies, said, Neither shall ye touch it, lest she die. Let me ask you one thing. Well, what was she doing over close to the tree anyway? Why was she in? Verse 4, we're talking about the serpent though. Let me get back. And the serpent said unto the woman, Ye shall not surely die. Talking about a liar. That's what I'm talking about. Matthew 12. Matthew 12:34. O generation of vipers, How can ye, being evil, speak good things? For out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaketh. I don't want to be like him. Revelation 20, here's where he's headed. Revelation 20, verse 10. Get ready. Get ready to say amen right here. And the devil that deceived them was cast into the lake of fire. Yeah, go ahead. And brimstone, where the beast and the false prophet are, and shall be tormented day and night forever and ever. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. Deceived. Abraham's seed was deceived. These religious leaders were deceived. They were not Abraham's seed, but the serpent's seed. Experts in the Scripture, but still they didn't know Him. There's no such thing as universal fatherhood of God and brotherhood of man. Everybody's not saved. There had to, it's like getting married. There had to come a time and a place where I said, I do. There had to come a time and a place, a time in history, when I received Christ. I said, Lord, yes, I'm a sinner. I need a Savior. I ask You to come into my heart. It had to be a time and a place. It's not automatic. We're not, because we're born in a so-called Christian nation, because I have a Christian family, I'm not a Christian. I must receive Christ for myself, my personal self. 45, John 8, 45. And because I tell you the truth, you believe me not. You know, it seems as though we'll believe anything. I could shave this side of my head and dye this side green and go over in the mall and get somebody to follow me. Seems like we'll believe anything but this. Anything but this. And that's the way they were with Him. John 14, 6. I know you know this. It's nothing new. Just a Bible. Jesus saith unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but my but by me. Jesus is the way. Jesus is the truth. Jesus is the life. Eternal life. That's what I needed. John 8, 46. His walk. We've looked at His Word, His world, His witness. Now His walk in verse 46. Which of you convinceth me of sin? See, nobody else can say that but Him. He's the only one that could say that. Which of you convinceth me of sin? It wouldn't. Most of you know I'm a sinner. If not, you'll learn real fast. No one else could say, you act like you don't believe that. Look here. Which of you convinceth me of sin? Is that in red letters?
Yeah.
Nobody else can say that.
That's right.
Everybody else is convicted.
That's right.
Everybody else is guilty. No one else can say that. He is the righteousness of God. He is the righteous God. He's absolutely trustworthy. And if I say the truth, why do you not believe me? He that is of God heareth God's words. Ye therefore hear them not, because ye are not of God. Pretty rough right there. Here's his escape, starting in 48 down through 59. Then answered the Jews and said unto him, say we not well that thou art a Samaritan and hast the devil? Well, the Samaritans were half-breeds, and they're accusing him of blasphemy and having a devil, being crazy. But the Father protects his reputation. And I'll tell you, the best thing to do, if somebody's telling lies on you, the best thing to do is nothing. Everybody knows the truth. There's no use. Everybody knows the truth. Their accusations did not make him guilty or hurt him.
That's right.
Not at all. He loved the Samaritans as much as he loved the Jews. It didn't affect him. As a matter of fact, they asked him who he was. Well, who were they? Who am I? Who are we? We're on 51, I think. 49, okay. Jesus answered, I have not a devil, but I honor my Father, and ye do dishonor me. And I seek not my own glory. There is one that seeketh and judgeth. Then 51, verily, verily, I say unto you, if a man keep my sayings, he shall never see death. Well, how can that be, Brother Rick? Well, a Bible believer is surrounded by his loved ones on the deathbed, and he closes his eyes, and when he wakes up, he sees Jesus. He doesn't see death. He doesn't see eternal death in hell, surrounded by the lake of fire. He leaves this world and goes into that world. That's it. That's it. Are you greater than us? Let's read on here a minute. Verily, verily, I say unto you, if a man keep my sayings, he shall never see death. Then said the Jews unto him, now we know that thou hast a devil. Abraham is dead and the prophets, and thou sayest, if a man keep my sayings, he shall never taste of death. Well, he didn't say taste. He said see. That art thou greater than our father Abraham, which is dead, and the prophets are dead? Whom makest thou thyself? Well, was he greater than Abraham?
Yeah,
he made Abraham. He's Abraham's creator. Verse 58 right here. Jesus said unto them, verily, verily, I say unto you, before Abraham was, I am. He's older than Abraham. He triumphed over the tomb. Was he greater than Abraham? Yes. Matthew 12. Matthew 12, 6. But I say unto you that in this place is one greater than the temple. He wasn't just greater than Abraham. He's greater than the temple. He's greater than the building. He's greater than this temple that he moved into. He's greater than the temple. Verse 41, Matthew 12, 41. The men of Nineveh shall rise in judgment with this generation and shall condemn it because they repented at the preaching of Jonas, and behold, a greater than Jonas is here. He's greater than Jonah. He's greater than the temple. He's greater than Abraham. Verse 42. The queen of the south shall rise up in judgment with this generation and shall condemn it. For she came from the uttermost parts of the earth to hear the wisdom of Solomon. And behold, a greater than Solomon is here. And he was the wisest man on earth. And Jesus is greater than him. What about Matthew 11, 11? Verily I say unto you, among them that are born of women, there hath not risen a greater than John the Baptist. Notwithstanding, he that is least in the kingdom of heaven is greater than he. And the Lord Jesus is greater than John the Baptist. He's greater than all of us put together.
Right.
He is the Lord, the Creator. It's unbelief is insanity. Nobody in their right mind wants to go to hell.
Right.
To not believe the Lord is insane. It's crazy. They needed to believe the Lord. Back to John 8. I need to believe the Lord. John 8:54, the great authority. Jesus answered, if I honor myself, my honor's nothing. It is my Father that honoreth me, of whom ye say that he is your God. He triumphed over the tomb, and he triumphed over time. John 14 again. John 14, 10 and 11. Believest thou not that I am in the Father, and the Father in me? The words that I speak unto you, I speak not of myself, but the Father that dwelleth in me, he doeth the works. Believe me that I am in the Father, and the Father in me, or else believe me for the very works' sake. Dear Lord, thank you for your works, and thank you for your word. In Jesus' name, amen.